And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. And emails. I do appreciate the emails from our listeners. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited. Send me an email. I'm here to help, and I will respond personally to your email. The ugly side of truth. Once you know the truth, understand the truth, see the truth, realize the truth, now you're in a pickle, my friends. You've boxed yourself in. You cannot unsee the truth. You can't unhear it. You can't deny it when you know it. But what happens? At that time, you now have a decision to make. You have two courses of action you can take, two paths. Path one, which always seems like the easiest decision at the time, is just to deny to yourself what's true is really true and just go on going on. And the second decision, which is really the easier decision when you look at the long term of taking action regarding truth, is taking action. It is the easiest decision, is to make a choice to react to what you know is true. The phrase, ignorance is bliss, that comes from the fact that you know you have to make a decision when you know the truth, right? That denial side. I wish I never knew, right? If you never knew, then you don't box yourself in. Ignorance is bliss. I'll tell you, ignorance is really expensive. It's not bliss. But once you know something's true, then you have that decision to make. But we live in really an odd quirk of time in human history where it seems the new fad is truth denial. And that speaks more to human behavior. I will share, denial only makes matters worse. It leaves that underlying issue, that unacceptance of reality. That issue is going to boil. It's going to expand. It's going to metastasize. It only makes matters worse. That's why I say denial is actually the more difficult path. It seems easier at first, but denial really equals a life of regret. Once you know the truth, you can either accept it or deny it. There's another way to say it. Maybe some of you have heard this before. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And if you know, you know. I hope many of you caught that. I'll give you an example. My son had a friend, really second through eighth grade or so. He was really a wild child. I coached this kid for a time on my son's basketball team. He was very intelligent, but he was always out of control. He was out of control in school, outside of school. His father wanted nothing to do with his behavior. And the poor mom, the sweetest lady in the world, she was an enabler. And she was on her own, discipline-wise, within the family, support-wise within the family, no support from the father. But I watched this kid grow up. He was an intelligent kid, but he's just the one that always had to do something over the top, right? The type of person always craving attention. He was craving attention. He wasn't getting it home. My son shared where he is, sadly. Take a guess. He's in prison. But the mom knew. She knew when this child was in second or third grade, she knew the truth. She knew the truth early on, but she lived in denial of the truth, and therefore she's going to live in regret. So there's two paths, and yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. So we're talking about those choices, and this is a real estate investment show. We teach excellent financial choices that really aren't taught in schools today. I had to learn this outside of school. I thought I understood finances and investing, and boy, was I wrong. But yeah, we teach you how to free yourself financially through real estate investment. Now, how were the Lifestyles Unlimited methods? How was the Lifestyles Unlimited model developed? What started our program? What was the catalyst? Our program started out of a set of behaviors and strategies based on financial truths, not financial advice from people who think they know, friends. I hear shows on the radio, and they're typically the 401k stuff, and I chuckle. I tune in every now and then, and I laugh. But that's financial advice of people they think they know the way, and it's about hope at the end of the day. We're teaching active real estate investment, but these strategies were developed because one man, a man by the name of Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he did two things. One, at a young age, as he went through life, he'd be exposed to various truths, and based on those truths, he didn't deny them. He acted, action based on truth, and created a life rule for himself based on that truth. He didn't take advice from others, and he'll tell you he took advice from others, and it was always wrong. Often it was wrong, even from the people closest to him. But sure, he could have chose the second path, that path of denial, but he didn't. And he created these methods of financial freedom based on truth. I'll share that the majority of people out there really know these truths to be true, yet they continue to deny them. Here's a big one. This is a big truth that shocked me. I was a Dave Ramsey guy. Here it is. You get rich borrowing, not saving. Everyone knows this. Everyone sees this. Take millionaires and billionaires. Do they pay cash for their businesses, their assets, their profit centers? Rarely. No. Preferably, they use leverage with funding and take out loans. They take out investment debt, right? Not consumer debt, investment debt. What do big corporations do? They issue shares of stock. Shares of stock at the end of the day is really a form of borrowing, right? Every share of stock is a commitment to pay back a shareholder at a future value. The corporation says, if you give me money, I will give you a share of stock. And at some point, you, as the owner of that stock, you can sell it either to other people or you can sell it back to the company. But the company is on the hook for the value of that share of stock. When I buy a rent home, do I pay cash? No, only the uninformed would pay cash. I used to think that was the way to do it. That's the wrong way to do it. Use that leverage, my friends. Instead of buying one house for cash, go buy five houses with leverage. You'll make much more return. You'll make much more cash flow. When we buy apartments, do we pay cash? I will share, only in the rarest of circumstances. I see it maybe one out of every several hundred deals. Now, why would someone pay full cash for an apartment when I just told you we invest? We only do it with the intention of securing debt later. I'll give you an example. You take a deep value play apartment. It's an apartment where the bank looks at it, something that's just run down, beat, the worst of the residents. Everything in it is broken. It's just a terrible place, but we see that place as an opportunity, and the bank at that time will say, nope, I'm not lending on this, or if I lend, I'm only going to lend at the most unfavorable of terms. Well, we're investors, so in the rarest of circumstance, we might pay cash, but then we're going to fix everything in that property. We're going to fix all the items. We're going to fix the exterior. We're going to redo the interiors. We're also going to get the very best residents to live in that multifamily community. And that might take 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. But then we go back to the bank and we say, bank, look at this shiny, beautiful place that we have where people live and are proud to call their home. Would you give us a loan? And the banks line up and they go, we would love to loan you money on that property. So only in the rarest of circumstances. But no, when we buy apartments, we're going to use leverage. So friends, you get rich borrowing, not saving. I realized in my 40s that my 401k was not going to deliver what I knew we needed, myself and my wife and my family, what we needed to retire. Yes, I had finally recognized the truth. It was a day of reckoning. Did I want to follow the conventional world save to retire path and wake up at 70 years old realizing I had failed and live in regret? No. I had realized I was following the wrong path. And I was humble enough to know there's still time to change the road you're on. I changed my financial freedom path. I went from the conventional wisdom world, hear me here, listen to me here, saving to retire instead of investing for cash flow. Think about the difference of those two paths for a moment. Saving to retire versus investing for cash flow. Each of those paths about your future are diametrically opposed. I love that term, diametrically opposed. It reminds me of my father. My father was an engineer, and when he was instructing me on some matter of importance, often he would use that term, diametrically opposed. Diametrically opposed is an engineer's way of saying it's opposite. But that phrase is exactly correct. Saving to retire versus investing for cash flow. Lifestyles Unlimited taught me how to invest for cash flow. And it's a strategy I've never been exposed to, and it guides me to this day. More on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
How would a few hundred dollars of passive income monthly change your life? Cover a car payment, a living expense, add a few more streams, and when all your expenses are covered, you're retired. What if you could do so in 5 years or less? Lifestyles Unlimited can show you how by investing in real estate, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Learn how, learn now with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. And join for just $297. That's a $443 saving off the regular price of our financial freedom program. That's 60% off the regular price. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. Take action today and get educated with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'll throw my email out one more time. That email is askmike@luinc.com. And while I have you, you listeners, if there's a topic you'd like me to discuss on the show, I'll do my best to get it on the show. Send me an email and in that subject line, put show topic. Again, that's askmike@luinc.com. If you'd like to see what we do and how we do it as real estate investors, creating that cash flow and building that wealth, I invite you to attend one of our free workshops. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. freeworkshoplivestream.com. Also, we're running a special on our Financial Freedom program, the program that I joined 11 years ago. It's only $297 for 1 year. How can you get it? Just take your smartphone out, hit your text button, and text radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio to 88007, 88007. Talking about saving to retire versus investing for cash flow. Those two directions, those two paths are diametrically opposed. And that investing for cash flow, that's the strategy I changed to once I saw the truth, the ugly truth that the 401k wasn't going to do it for me. And that strategy today governs my financial choices in life. It's a strategy that yields fruit immediately. What fruit is yielded on the save for retirement conventional wisdom world plan? None. In fact, I will tell you, your life is more difficult financially. You have more stress in your life. I lived in that world for decades. The only fruit is potential fruit. So if you're looking at saving to retire versus investing for cash flow, saving is nothing more than potential energy, right? It may be there, it may not, but it's basically like potential energy, money stored and accumulated over time. And obviously, the older you get, those are going to be in low-risk accounts, right? You don't want to lose what you have. You're just waiting to use it in retirement, whereas investing is kinetic energy. That's actively putting your money into assets that will generate regular returns and cash flow, such as rental income, right? So you're creating ongoing financial movement and growth. Do you want to be the rock stuck on the hill? Or do you want to be the rock in motion down the hill, gaining speed, gaining momentum, that energy in motion, growing your wealth actively? There's still time to change the road you're on. I changed my path 13 years ago. I changed that wealth path from potential energy to kinetic energy. Rather than saving for retirement, I chose to invest for cash flow. That other method is potential wealth. My method is active wealth. Now, let's go back to my original plan. I told you I lived in this world for decades, that saving for retirement, that same path that millions upon millions of people follow today. I knew way back when I would need to accumulate $3 to $4 million in my 401k to retire. Now, before you fall out of your chair, those of you driving, keep your eyes on the road. Hear me out. I know $3 to $4 million sounds like a ton of money. Let's break it down. What does $3 to $4 million in a 401k really look like? When you boil that number down, $3 to $4 million is really only $120,000 to $160,000 annually. Those distributions are based on 4% of what you save, right? 4% of $3 million is $120,000. 4% of $4 million is $160,000. Now follow me here. That's pre-tax. Yes, Uncle Sam's got his hand in all of our pockets. So there's the federal income tax. It's about $28,500. There's the Social Security and Medicare taxes. That's another 12 grand. Your total taxes are about $40,000, $41,000 a year. So $160,000, all of you that were saying, well, Mike, $4 million, you need to save $4 million in your 401k. Are you serious? Well, $160,000, if I get to four, if anyone gets to four, is really $120,000 annually. Yes, you're going to pay taxes on that money. If you're earning that $120,000, if you get to that $3 million, what does that look like? Well, Uncle Sam, again, he's going to come in and he's going to take $28,000 out of that pocket. So your $120,000 a year is really $92,000. Am I asking for that much? And keep in mind, this is for decades in the future. That's not today. That's when we're all supposed to retire, right? 65, 70, 75. Many of you out there make a lot more than $92,000 a year. Maybe your combined income with you and your spouse is much more than $120,000 or even $160,000. But let's think about it. Do you want to retire on less than you have now? No, we're talking about the future. Will the cost of living be more or less? We know that answer. It's going to be much more. While you may think that saving $3 to $4 million in a 401k or your IRA, you may think that's overly ambitious, but it's not once you break it down. That's the truth I confronted 13 years ago. And I realized then that if I stayed on that path of saving to retire, if I just denied the math that I had done, I would be in trouble. So the potential wealth, the saving for retirement for me, I realized in the future just wasn't going to be there and I was going to live in regret. So that's why I changed paths. Talking about two different paths you can choose in life, let's talk about our Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Multifamily Masters Tour for a minute. It's October 2nd through October 5th, right around the corner. It's going to be up here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We've got a fantastic facility at the Convention Center there in Irving. It is an absolute fantastic time. I invite you to attend. I'll see you there. There's a lot of breakout classes. So no matter how you want to invest in real estate, whether that's single family or multifamily or both, or maybe you want to learn more about becoming a lead investor, and that's our lead syndicators basically that buy these multifamily properties that we invest in. and they put the deal together and they manage the deal. They run everything. And as a passive investor, we sit back and collect a check. So maybe you want to learn more about that. There's all sorts of breakout classes on every path you'd like to take as a real estate investor. And that Multifamily Masters Tour, that's where we'll ride on buses and we'll actually go see some of these properties that we have invested in. And you'll see different types. You'll see a yield play, which is a cash flow play. You'll see a value play. You might see some properties that are just getting started early in the process. And you might see some that have come full cycle and everything's been fixed. They've improved the property. They've taken it from A to B and improved the value of the property. And you can see that hands-on. It's fantastic. I've done the tour. You'll actually get to see four different properties. So it's an all-day experience, that Multifamily Masters Tour. You can get in more information at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. I'm talking about two different paths you can choose in life in regard to the ugly side of truth. But once you realize that that saving for retirement path is really a failed path, and it's really just about potential end of the day, right? End of time when you can actually retire. Maybe you have enough money, maybe you don't, versus more of a kinetic energy type path. And that's that investing for cash flow. That's the path that I'm on. That's the path that I chose when I realized the saving for retire plan just wasn't working. There's two paths you can go by. In the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Now, I hear what you're saying. People that get to be older than 60, what do those folks worry about? They all worry about risk, right? That's when risk comes into play. You've created this savings, this bag of savings that you have. And the last thing is you can see retirement at the end. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. The last thing you can afford is to lose any value in that bag of wealth that you've accumulated. And so you don't want any risk. I hear this question all the time. I will tell you, real estate, when done properly, is extremely safe. It is the safest asset class because it's tangible. It has an address. It's physical. It's in desire. If you have best product, best price, you're going to have a line of people wanting to basically become residents of your property, whether that's single family or multifamily. It is safer. Real estate investing is safer, follow me here, than the stock market. Much safer. And now there's opinions out there that think the stock market is the end all be all. And I lived in that world. But I'll tell you, my real estate, I never woke up one morning or one afternoon and just saw the value on the screen ticking down, ticking down, ticking down. That's when the correction hits, right? And I hate that term correction, because correction has an implication that something was wrong to begin with. I will share, real estate is the most resilient asset class in the history of the world. Now, let's talk about, in this discussion, let's for a moment, let's visit inflation. Those of you who invest in the stock market, do you not believe that the stock market is as inflated as the fiat dollars that are in the stock market are inflated? Are you in denial the stock market is inflated because our dollars are inflated? Go back and review my discussion on denial. You should not be in. If you're a stock market person and you think that because the stock market keeps going higher and higher and higher, you haven't put the other side of the coin. You haven't flipped that coin over and said, well, my dollars are worth less and less. Well, of course, it's a mathematical relationship. If dollars are worth less and those dollars are pouring into the stock market, well, then the stock market is inflated, right? The dollars are worth less. Therefore, the stock market keeps going up and up and up. So if the U.S. dollar is inflated, which I think we all agree we're living in an inflationary period, then so is the stock market. Another point on inflation, seeing we're kicking this ugly dog here. Inflation can work for you or inflation can work against you. How does inflation work against you? We all know this. The grocery store, the gas station, the cost of goods sold. I was in a hardware store the other day. I had to repair one of my hoses, and I buy a certain type of hose. I like the really nice anti-kink hose. They're $75 for a garden hose right now, for the good one, not the terrible cruddy one that is not going to last and never rolls up right. $75. That's inflation. Now, how can inflation work for you? Well, just as the value of the dollar is basically, I say inflated, but we all know the value is less, so it's deflated. But so as the value of the dollar goes down, the value of the asset goes up, right? Assets are valuable. Assets are in need. Assets are desirable, such as single-family homes, such as apartment communities. What is a home or an apartment community at the end of the day, right? Yes, it's a tangible brick-and-mortar asset, but what is it really? Let's break it down. And a single-family home or an apartment community is nothing more than an assembly of commodities on a piece of land. That's it. It's sticks, bricks, copper, sheetrock, shingles, and labor. Don't forget labor. Labor is the ultimate commodity. You assemble those commodities together, and you have a house or you have an apartment. Now, let me ask you a question. Will commodities be more expensive or less expensive in the future? More. The value of commodities continue to increase, especially due to inflation, but they're always going to go up. The cost of labor is always going to trend up. We're purchasing multifamily apartments now for less than $100,000 a door when you put it together. Think about that for a minute. You're buying a place for someone to live, and it's less than $100,000 a door. You can't build it for that. You can't. What if you can purchase something that could not be duplicated? Let's make it even better. New apartments, what's it cost to build a new apartment? And I know new apartments are being built everywhere. You can see the multifamily builds. That is trending down, right? The builds that were all put in motion the last 4 or 5 years are starting to slow, and you can track that, and it's trending down. But new apartments, the cost to build a new Class A apartment is well over $300,000 a door. So we're buying apartment communities now for less than $100,000 a door. Are we buying those brand new juicy Class A's? No. We're buying B and C properties, properties built in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And we're buying those for less than $100,000 a door. That alone should excite you. You can't build a B or a C type property today. You can't. When you build it, it's a Class A, and it just the price is so expensive to build those properties. But we're getting in as investors into these B's and C's, workforce housing. We're making them best product, best price. We're making desirable places for people to live. And we're improving the value of those assets. So yeah, we're buying them for less than $100,000 a door in an asset class where the entry cost on brand new builds is $300,000 a door. Those facts should excite you. Real estate is the most resilient asset class out there. Now, what's the easiest way to start investing in real estate? I will tell you, I just went out and bought a rental property. Don't do what I did. Don't be an accidental landlord if you can avoid that. And I know there's a lot of you out there that become the accidental landlord. The elderly parent moves out or you inherit the house and you decide you want to rent it, or the person that gets transferred and now's not really a good time to sell your home. In fact, home sales are at a 37-year low. I was looking at that just the other day. So now's really not a good time to sell, and everyone comes up with the bright idea, oh, we'll just rent it. You need to be educated. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. And we're going to teach you that that rental property needs to be the right property, a certain type of property, right? You've got to buy it properly on the inside. Even if you inherit a house, it's still not necessarily the best deal. And you might have 4 or 5 unwanted partners, aka they're called brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins. Not a good situation to get into. A lot of our members started out as accidental landlords, and they'll share some of the horror stories in regard to that. But once you get educated, Lifestyles Unlimited, and learn to buy properly, learn to utilize the 5 ways that we make money on a single family property, 6 ways on a multifamily property, learn to maximize those ways, well, that changes the game, and it adds everything to that kinetic energy of investing for cash flow. Remember, your tomorrow's decided today. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.